Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. Love it. Got lots of stuff to talk about today, to say the least. That's an understatement. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. A lot of concerns right now about the election, but I ask that you just take a deep breath, because it is playing out just like it is supposed to. Just like it is supposed to. And I know it's stressful, but remember how I've been saying it's going to get worse before it gets better? We're not there yet. So just take a deep breath and follow along. And as I said yesterday, watch and listen. And remember the people who are telling the president to concede, who are so-called Republicans, or who were showing false support for him over the last 4 years. And remember those people. Remember. I want to remind everyone, because of in all of this chaos, there are other things that we have to think about. Like the fact that tomorrow is Veterans Day. There's going to be a Veterans Day parade. Some really neat stuff happening up in, let's see, Mound House at the old NV50 restaurant in Mound House. They have a huge thank you card to America's veterans. The card's going to be given to the local VFW post. And, hey, check that out. The Recall Sisolak petition will be there as well. That's going to happen tomorrow. So if you can stop by, hey, it's a restaurant. Stop by for lunch. But if you can stop by, that would be greatly appreciated. Our president just pulled out something very cool. So for all of those blue and gold star families out there, entrance into our national parks will now be free to them. I would rather see their families here from these not necessary fabricated wars that we should have never been involved in, because there's a bigger picture here. A bigger picture. Imagine that. Everybody's been screaming about vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Yet Governor Cuomo may be banning it in the state of New York. Why would you do that? Why would anybody do that? Because having a vaccine makes you feel safe, or it makes some feel safe. It doesn't make me feel safe. I don't want anything to do with it. But that is my personal opinion, and that is my choice. You know, my body, my choice. And vaccines for a virus, unlike the media, is still trying to scare you. It is not a disease. It is a virus that can easily be treated. As more tests are becoming positive, they're not cases, they're positive tests. it is proving even more to us. That's why some places have said no more testing. It is becoming more obvious that 99% survival rate. You have to know what is going on. This picture is bigger than anything you could possibly imagine. COVID-19 isn't killing Americans. So you ask yourself, well, what is? Not COVID. It's the anxiety. It's the isolation. It's the vitamin deprivation syndrome. I'm wondering if Alex Trebek was actually denied or postponed any of his doctor's appointments before dying from pancreatic cancer. How many people have died because of the lack of access to their doctors? A lot. As I have told you before, the media does not call elections. The GSA does. The GSA says no to a Biden power transfer because this election has not been called. And as you may have heard before, look at how long Al Gore called himself president-elect. Have you ever heard of President Al Gore? No, you haven't. And you won't hear of a President Joe Biden either. Because what happens when you start to take down an operation that has been in place for decades upon decades? Decades and decades. It fights back. It's angry. And it won't go down without a fight. We have talked on this program about a revolution, a civil war. But let me put you at ease. And then I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Because we entered a civil war on November 3rd. We're already in it. But we have a president who knew that it was coming and wanted to keep you physically out of it. So please abide by his wishes. Don't go out and start throwing punches. That's what the left does. And they're going to do it even more because they're panicking right now. And by the way, let me take one side note with some excellent, excellent news. You might remember the name Marquis Love. He's that leftist thug with the BLM that just beat the hell out of that guy and then came in for that last kick to the head, knocked him unconscious. He's been sentenced to 1.5 years in prison. Yes, I believe it should be more. But at least he has been sentenced and he's accepting responsibility. But like I said, I've said in the past, how many months do you think he's actually going to serve? How many months? One of the problems with our prison system, our judicial system. If you get 20 months, you serve 20 months. But it doesn't happen that way. So we'll keep an eye on that. But at least he has been sentenced. Going back to, thank you for all the texts and emails right now. Going back to what I was saying, you have a president who wants to keep you out of this civil war. And that's why he is working behind the scenes to get everything put in place so you don't have to lift a finger. Now, here's the problem. As you have seen, no riots. Well, actually, there has been a couple. They haven't been publicized going on in Washington, D.C. Been a number of conflicts, but not like we saw before. You know, true riots and looting breaking out. These were just some kerfuffles. But what's going to happen when all is said and done? When this is overturned, and when the true president is acknowledged, and that will be Donald J. Trump to continue on as the 45th president, all hell is going to break loose in mostly Democrat-controlled cities and states. Now, I would say don't worry about Reno, but you never know. Las Vegas, on the other hand, I'm sure that there will be problems. Don't get involved in it. Unless it comes to your front door. Because I have it on very good authority that if law enforcement is told to stand down, that will not be happening. So this will not be a repeat of what happened in downtown Reno last time. BLM, Antifa, voting machines, COVID-19. This is all tied together. I've tried to explain it to you the best I can, but there are so many moving parts, which is to confuse everyone. You don't know which way is up or down, but it was designed that way. Donald Trump is not a stupid man. He didn't go into this to win one term. He went into this to fundamentally wake us up and destroy a system that has been corrupt. Your vote hasn't counted for decades because of the machines and because of the platforms that are used. Yes, Dominion, but there are like five others. And I'll tell you why right after we come back from this break. I know, I'm terrible. Just tell you now. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. So we'll be right back with today's poll question as well. That's very telling of some people. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad to be back with you. And to continue on with our conversation from the last segment, please head to our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think that President Trump should concede the election? What do you think? Do you think he should? Yes or no? It's that simple. Yesterday's question, have you lost faith in the integrity of the election process? 92% of those participating in the poll said, yes, I have. 8% said no. And seriously, you're not paying attention if you voted no. And let me tell you why. Again, these are just my ramblings, my musings, my knowledge of things that others don't search out. And the people who I know in positions that I don't talk about. The media propaganda that you are seeing right now to push a reality of a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris presidency is just that. It's propaganda. We saw it pushed even further when Neil Cavuto cut off the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. He doesn't get to decide what information the American public gets, but he feels he does. Even Tucker Carlson pointed that out. The only people that call the election after the Electoral College is the GSA. And they're not letting a Biden transition team in because, well, this election has not been called because there are states with lawsuits, there are states with recounts, and those numbers will be changing. And then Trump will be victorious. And then you will see all hell break loose. Because that's when the riots will be coming. That's when the Antifa, the BLM, and the others who have been training for this, and they have been training with militant techniques. That's why I want you to let law enforcement handle it, or the professional militias. Because this has all been planned for. What you need to do is make sure that you are prepared, all right? That you have enough food, enough water, enough gas in your vehicles, that you do not have to leave your home. And I'm not trying to create panic. I'm trying to create responsibility amongst my listeners, the people who get it, and to help those understand who haven't been involved in all this, what is coming. Because you have to understand how many people are out there who are ready to do this. The people who have been released from the jails, released from prison, the MS-13 members, the gangs that are going to be involved. This isn't just Antifa. This is pretty much the left. And they will encourage it. And I don't want you to be involved in it because I want you to be kept safe. What is our president doing? He's out playing golf. He stopped by a young woman's wedding who was happening, or that was happening at the club, and took pictures. He's not stressed about it. And neither should you. The left, the Democrats, they're stressing. They're pushing. They're trying to take control as fast as possible. But they're being held back with the law. And they hate that. It's about exposing all of them. The Republican rhino politicians, the media, the entertainments, or the entertainers. Can't even read my own notes. All of those screaming for him to concede. All of those people who have been calling you bigots and racists and murderers and rioters. Yeah, right. Like the right would ever riot and loot and burn cities down. Now they want you to lay down and just take it. They're calling for you to unify. It's propaganda. Because of the machines and who owns them, who owns the software, the companies, the name of Soros you're not supposed to mention, can't mention it on Fox. Feinstein, Pelosi, all the people that have huge stock in Dominion and the other software companies. He has to show you how corrupt the system is and how far it goes. So, grab some popcorn, grab some Raisinets, whatever else you would get at the movies, and sit back and relax, because it's all going to unfold right before our eyes. I just want you to be ready for it. We'll be back to talk about a very special event happening on Thursday, and I hope you come by and say hi and bring me a turkey right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Speaking of turkey.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Oh, Anna, I love you, girl. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada, whatever you want to talk about. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. And, yeah, 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that is, should President Trump concede the election? I've already gotten a few, not just no, but hell no's. Just little email sent to me. But answer the question. Do your vote. Yesterday's poll question, have you lost faith in the integrity of the election process? 92% said yes. Actually, 93%. Just got an email that actually it'd probably be 92 point something percent, but just got an email that they hit the wrong button. That's okay. That happens. Anna just emailed me and said, you'd better be right about our president and this plan, or you will lose all credibility in listeners. Double exclamation points. Anna. Anna, I am. I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure of it. And I can't tell you why, But I also know it in my heart and in my gut. And I think that that's one of the reasons why I am where I am right now, is to hopefully bring a little peace to even just one person out there. Even just one person who was going crazy and thinking, I can't take this anymore. Maybe would have hurt themselves, maybe would have hurt somebody else. And just know that there is a plan in place and it is being taken care of. And by the way, happy birthday and Semper Fi, as today is the 245th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. An absolutely amazing group of people. People who, without a doubt, love this country, love the American people, but not just the Marine Corps. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. Everybody who puts on a uniform. Law enforcement, the fire department, the first responders. Because we have something worth fighting for. The reason that we've had to fight overseas, a lot of different reasons. Control of oil. Control of other countries' governments. And that's not why our men and women in the military should die. We should have no gold and blue star families. Our military should be protecting our borders, our sovereignty. If our allies need some help, then they can request it. But too many of these wars have been set in action because of evil doings. How many wars has President Trump gotten us into? How many wars did President Obama get us into? President Bush? President Clinton? We were supposed to be in those wars because of them. That's why President Trump is so hated. So hated. You might have heard the name earlier in the show on the national news. And that is Pilger. Because AG Bill Barr, well, I honestly can't tell you. I know Jerry has just a total thing against Barr. But somehow, I still want to have faith in him. So just so you know, okay, this guy, the one that left after it all came about, that, well, AG said that, we're going to have investigations of these elections. And the guy in charge of the elections crime branch of the DOJ criminal division, Richard Pilger, He decided to turn in his resignation. And it's a good thing he did. Because Pilger was deeply involved in the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, where patriots, Tea Party activists were targeted and nothing ever happened. One more swamp creature. Another swamp creature, Mark Esper. Why was he fired yesterday by the president? Because he was a swamp creature. He was the inside man controlling the military for the insurrection for the left. And now they say that there's a flunky in there. No, he's no flunky. This man was in charge of the counterterrorism groups. He's no flunky. Just so you know, the swamp is deep. The creature has many tentacles. So, it's time to clean house. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. A little text just came in. As to the last one, that's BS. You'll not lose my confidence. But that said, I swore an oath to this country. I still go by my oath. I will defend this country to my last breath. I will defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm a two-tour combat vet. I'm not afraid of the BLM or Antifa. We haven't stood up yet. I pray you're right and this gets sorted out. We're not going to stand down much longer. I know. I know. I get it. And that's why we have professional militias in place. I'm not quite getting my producer notes, but I think that Tyler called in to talk about Esper. No, Esper was fired from his position. He was fired. The president fired him for a reason. So all of this evidence is coming out, and the mainstream media isn't going to let you in on things. And this goes back for so long. Like a whistleblower that came out. A bank whistleblower. Did you ever hear about this? That the Obama administration, you know, that scandal-free administration, actually covered up a huge tax evasion scandal. Huge. This guy is a former manager at Switzerland's second largest bank and one of the biggest whistleblowers in U.S. history. And this is another part of what we are going through right now, is the central banks. You probably remember the UBS group, but did you ever hear about Bradley Birkenfield? Probably not. Because that's not something that the mainstream media would be bringing you. But you can go into the Department of Justice. Back into 2009, a statement that they made. A lot of scandals in the Obama administration that you never heard of because they were being protected. That's it. they were being protected. Let's get back here to Nevada. Finally, I know that there are good people in there. It's not just the post office. It's not just the politicians. It's not just the voting machines. It's not just the software. It is all of it combined. And thank goodness here in Nevada, a whistleblower has come forward and says he was told to process ballots without verification. Without verification. Okay. Why would you do that? To let the bad ones go through. To let the fake ones go through. We have got a hell of a team here in Nevada working on all of this. The Trump campaign lawyers, the affidavit, and you know what an affidavit is. The report quoted a lawyer with the Trump campaign. The affidavit makes clear that we're not dealing with oversights or sloppiness. Remember how I told you I hated the term glitch? They're not glitches. This was intentional criminal conduct. Nevada's still in there. And I'm glad that the courts are involved. Because now maybe we can also weed out some of those judges. Because when all is said and done, this is all going to go back to the Constitution of the United States of America. And that's how all of this will be settled. By the Constitution. And guess what? That little piece of paper is on our side. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Talk, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to go to the talk and text lines quickly before I get back to Tyler, who doesn't want to go on the air because he doesn't like me. But we're going to clear up a misunderstanding here in just a second. Susan on the line. Susan, thanks for calling to the program today. What's up?
Well, I had sent you an email in regards to the fact that there's supposedly Chinese troops massing in Vancouver, Canada. Did you ever get that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And did you discount that?
To be honest, Susan, I have been so busy with other things, I haven't looked into it. I do know that American forces are pretty much surrounding the waters around Taiwan to protect them from China. And that's what I've been looking into. And I do believe that something is going on around here because that's one of the reasons that President Trump is bringing so many troops home and right. from other countries. And I believe that is to protect this country. So,
yeah, well, I'm really concerned if we get a puppet like Biden and then Chinese people come in, soldiers, that's really scary.
It is, but, we still have enough military here. They can try all they want to come into this country. It's not going to happen. I just keep telling people, Susan, prepare to not leave your home. Let the professionals deal with it. Susan, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for sending me that. I will get to it and start doing some more research on it. Tyler, my producer sent me something that was very vague. I thought you were talking about Mark Esper being fired. Here you go. AG Barr told federal prosecutors that they should be examining the allegations of voting irregularities. Pilger, the director of Elections Crimes Branch in the Department of Justice, Public Integrity Section, told colleagues in an email that the attorney general was issuing an important new policy and, well, he was leaving. He will remain a prosecutor in the justice unit that investigates public corruption. Okay? So, there you go. Pilger wasn't refired. He resigned from that position and will be going someplace else. But he resigned from the position that we need. So there you have it.